Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Big day coming up in Wagga Wagga on Sunday ahead of the 2018 Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. The Queen's Baton Relay is in Wagga this Sunday. We've got a community event, big community event planned at Bolton Park to see the baton arrive. Free community breakfast from 8, then the official ceremony, the arrival of the baton from 9. There's all sorts of stuff happening. And then after the official ceremony, the baton leaves Bolton Park and will be taken through the city of Wagga Wagga by locals who have been chosen to run a leg of the relay. Now, this morning, we're going to catch up with one of those locals who's been chosen to run a leg of the Queen's Baton Relay, and that is Daniel Beresford. And Daniel joins us this morning.
How you doing, big fella?
Yeah, very good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Are we in good shape to do the leg of the relay?
Normally, you're on a bike ride. You know, you're doing the Crocodile Trophy, 650 k's over 8 days, going through all sorts of treacherous terrain. But actually, have you run the streets of Wagga before?
Oh, I've had to put in a lot of practice. I'm not a runner. So, around 200 metres is pretty harsh. So, yeah. But looking forward to it, guys.
Congratulations on being selected. When did you find out that you'd got a spot?
By the radio.
You found out by the radio?
Yeah. Well, I usually get my emails come through, but it went through to spam, so I didn't actually get it. So we actually got the emails 2 weeks before we were obviously publicly notified, but I didn't get it. So it was quite a good surprise over the phone.
That's amazing. Wow. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. So you've obviously got your uniform.
Yeah, got the uniform all ready to go. So, got that. It's pretty exciting. Very humbled to certainly be a part of it. It'd be good to race in it, but it's the next best thing.
Now, mate, what leg of the relay have you got on Sunday?
I always start down at Forsyth Street, just the Salvation Army there, and I do a run up to Docker Street, up towards the hospital. So,
you'd be one of the last doing the relay, would you?
Yeah, they say the slowest to the last, so
so I'll do that. Have you ever thought when you finish your leg that you don't hand it over? You just keep going.
Yeah, I talked to my wife about that, and I said, if we just keep it.
just keep it and head out towards Kapuka. You'll get some reinforcements out there.
Yeah, I just have someone on a mountain bike, and I'll quickly jump on that and go.
just on the mountain bike stuff, how's all that going? What are the plans for 2018?
The plans are just back into training again. I won't be doing the croc this year, but I'll be back next year. My plans are for 2019. So I've done it 2 years running.
Right.
And, this year is just a bit more time with the family. But, I'll be chasing the national marathon round up at, Townsville this year. So that's my big goal for this year.
The reason why you're not doing the Crocodile Trophy is because the baton relay would have taken too much out of you, is that it?
Yeah, there's a lot of training involved, a lot of running.
Hey, mate, when it's like 40 degrees that we've experienced this week, do you still train? What do you do?
Yeah, no, I've been training. I'll start at about 5 o'clock, 4:30. And try and get 5 or 6 hours in. So when I'm coming home, it is pretty hot. But as long as you don't stop, make sure you have a lot of fluids. But, yeah, I wouldn't be training at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the day.
But those sorts of temperatures and that humidity, that you would experience that when you're doing the Crocodile Trophy up in North Queensland.
Yeah, it was a different heat in Queensland. Like, obviously, it's a lot more humid up there. Here is a lot more drier, so... experienced quite a, we were riding in 40 degree heat in the middle of nowhere up in Queensland, but here it's just a punishing, the sun punishes you, but if you sit in the shade, you can sort of have a bit of a respite from it. But, it didn't really faze me when I had those big hot days. I thought, we'll just get out early, I'll come back in the heat. But, as long as you got your fluid and your food, there's no reason why you can't do it.
I'd just also like to point out that Potsy gave up his spot in the relay for you to have yours.
It's the least I could do. So, mate, let's talk about Sunday. Do you know who else is? Obviously they've been publicly announced, but do you get together beforehand, or what happens on Sunday for all the people that are running a leg of the relay?
Yeah, we'll actually meet, obviously, down at Bolton Park, all the runners. So we'll all get to meet each other. And then we hop on a shuttle bus. and we get transferred to our point where we obviously run the leg, and then we'll hop back on the shuttle bus, and we'll all just finish up at the same spot again. So we all get shuttled back.
And a great thing, I mean, a unique opportunity, and the fact that there are only 12 people doing it in Wagga, it just means that it's even more important. And I guess you're rapt to be part of it, mate.
Yeah, it's very humbling. It's something I thought would never happen, but I'm sort of a little bit on social media. I like to be a part of the Visit Wagga, the social media side of it, and promoting Wagga. I've been doing that for quite a while. But also the 2016 Croc Trophy, it's where I done Croc for Kids and raised money for our Ronald McDonald House. So obviously that's where I got the nomination from, and I think that's where it all stemmed from, just be part of the community. And, I quite enjoy it, and I think Wagga's, riding my mountain bike around Wagga, there's lots of beautiful parts people probably don't even realise we've got.
Yeah, you're right.
It's good to promote it.
Yeah. So. Do you get some sort of a plaque or some sort of recognition that you can put up on the wall and show the grandkids in the years to come?
Yeah, we actually offered to get a limited edition, a little baton, sort of gold-plated baton. So, that'll be coming my way. It's engraved with your number and your leg number.
Oh, straight to the pool room.
Straight to the pool room.
Straight to eBay.
Good on you, mate. Look, enjoy the experience on Sunday. Once again, congratulations on your nomination and congratulations on being selected to run a leg of the relay. Hope the 200 metres isn't too far for you, mate. Enjoy the experience. Enjoy the experience on Sunday, and we'll see you out there when we're covering the relay on Sunday here on Triple M.
All right, much appreciated, and thanks, Wagga, and thank you very much.
Good on you, Daniel. Thanks, cheers, mate. All the best for Sunday. Enjoy it. The Queen's Baton Relay. It's in Wagga Wagga on Sunday ahead of the 2018 Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. Now, the community event is on down at Bolton Park. Free community breakfast from 8, followed by the official ceremony, then the arrival of the baton, then the baton leaves Bolton Park and will be taken through the city by those Wagga locals like Daniel, who've been chosen to run a leg of the relay at Bolton Park, as well as the breakfast and everything else that's going on there. There's a whole stack of activities, particularly for the kids. PCYC have got some stuff going on. There's soccer with little kickers. Wagga Swim Club will be there, and also the Wagga Wagga Crows Junior Rugby Union. So it's a big day on Sunday, and we'll actually be there broadcasting live.
Now, are they going to be closing off some of the roads nearby?
I would imagine so, yes.
Will certainly be restrictions if not. So just be aware of that if you're coming down for the Queen's Baton Relay. We want you there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But just be aware that there may be traffic flow restrictions along the way.
And thank you to Daniel for joining us this morning. Daniel Beresford, one of the runners, one of the community members chosen to run a leg of the Queen's Baton Relay here in Wagga on Sunday. And to everybody else that's been chosen to run a leg of the relay, congratulations. Enjoy the experience.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.